Changing our attention to surf lifesavers who are turning to technology in the hope of stemming the rising number of drownings at the nation's beaches. Last year, a 40% increase in the number of beach drownings. With record high temperatures again forecast for summer, surf lifesavers are preparing for another busy season. Cathy Van Extel reports.
And welcome to beautiful Queensland.
Surf Life Saving Queensland is pumping out the safety messages following a horror summer last year. The state experienced its deadliest year on record with 21 drownings at beaches, three times the number of the previous year. Nationally, 276 people drowned last year, up 10%. Inland waterways continue to be the greatest danger to swimmers, but beaches were a very close second. And in 2018-19, beach deaths rose 42% against the 10-year average. Males accounted for 80% of all these drownings. And of particular concern are men aged over 50. This year, surf lifesavers are targeting this group in their safety messages. Jason Argent is Queensland Surf Lifesaving Operations Coordinator.
We think that some of their incidents have been coupled with potential medical episodes, and that has then caused them to have a drowning-related death. So we just want to make sure that people in that age group are getting health checkups. They don't risk it and swim by themselves, and they go with a friend, and they only swim at red and yellow flagged areas. We find that those people might be more risk takers in the event of going down the beach for an early morning or late afternoon dip, and then they're getting into trouble.
The other group surf lifesavers are targeting this summer is overseas visitors, who, along with newly arrived migrants, make up a high proportion of beach drownings.
We want to work with all the tourist bodies to make sure we can promote the message of swimming between the red and yellow flags. We understand that in some countries they don't have the same beach systems, they don't have the surf conditions, and they don't have the patrol locations we offer.
As well as ramping up the safety messaging, surf lifesavers are hoping new technology will help them stop the rising number of beach fatalities. Drones are fast becoming one of surf lifesaving's most valuable resources. This summer, Queensland will introduce 12 rescue drones to monitor 25 beaches from Cairns to the Gold Coast as part of a national rollout of 51 drones. Jason Argent says the drones can relay vision with pinpoint accuracy.
We're looking to primarily use our drones for surveillance, keeping an eye on swimmers in the water. It just gives us another eye in the sky. It's another tool in the toolbox for lifesavers. Height is a great opportunity to give us better perspective of what's happening in the ocean.
Does it help get a visual on people who are swimming outside the flags?
Absolutely. The drones do have a short distance they can travel from the operator, and they've got to remain in visual line of sight. So we can travel 150, 200 metres away from the operator on the smaller drones, and that still allows them to see the aircraft, have a good situational awareness of what it's doing, and also look at those swimmers that aren't in between the flags, and we can check on them and then send the task and asset to go and bring them back to the flagged area.
Is there a danger that it becomes too heavy on the technology at the expense of eagle-eyed surf lifesavers?
Absolutely not. So this is always run as a addition to the life-saving program. So we don't run the drone as part of a traditional patrol. It's run by our operations support team.
It has been used in the past in a trial capacity?
Absolutely. It's been used for the last few years. New South Wales has certainly been leading the charge on it, and we've been trialling it in Queensland to get ourselves across what platform we want to use and how we want to roll our program out, because each state runs their program slightly differently. And that's just uniqueness of our beaches and our coastline.
Now, there are drones that are using artificial intelligence as well. Can you tell me about them?
Our partnership with the Ripper Group, where they're using their artificial intelligence program for CrocSpotter and SharkSpotter. So primarily we'll be using the CrocSpotter in North Queensland to locate and detect crocodiles when we're on a surveillance flight with our drones.
The hope is to develop the artificial intelligence to a point where drones will be able to recognise a swimmer in distress and drop buoyancy vests to help them. Surf Lifesaving Queensland is also currently assessing a trial using free Wi-Fi. Called LifeFi, it encourages beachgoers to stay between the flags. More than 80% of beach drownings last year occurred outside the flags. Jason Argent again.
We had some certain locations that we picked. There was a couple on the Sunshine Coast and a couple in North Queensland. The trial is still being wound up, and the final data is being put together on the outcomes of it. it did prove to allow people that were on the beach to connect into that free Wi-Fi. They get some surf safety messaging. They get some updated about the conditions where they're swimming, and it tells them a little bit about what they expect to see when they, or expect to feel when they get in the water.
The Lifi automatically offers foreign tourists beach warnings in their own language. According to a recent report by Surf Lifesaving Queensland, at least 26% of the 3,894 swimmers rescued in the past year were either international tourists or recent migrants. Daniel Geschwind is CEO of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, which is welcoming the new high-tech safety measures.
Given that water safety is one of the primary concerns and one of the big risk areas for visitors, both domestic and international, I might add, so every year we do get together, the Queensland Tourism Industry Council connects with Surf Lifesaving Queensland, and we reissue a handbook for tourism operators that gives a whole raft of useful tips of how they should inform their guests, if it's a hotel or their participants in tours, and it explains how they should really focus on providing accurate information in the appropriate format. It is not that easy to get information, safety information across to visitors because they're preoccupied with other things usually.
Yes, Daniel Geschwind, the Chief Executive of the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, and that report prepared by Cathy Van Extel.